I choose my imagination. Sit or lie somewhere comfortably now, giving yourself the time and space and focus that you need to get really comfortable. Maybe you'd like a blanket. When we become deeply relaxed, the body often cools down. And as you get yourself really comfortable, allow your mind to bring your gentle focus to your toes and your feet and your legs, imagining how your legs and your feet feel, noticing without judgment. Is there any tension in your feet? Is there any strain in your legs? What sensations are you noticing within? And allow your gentle focus to spread upwards, your knees, your upper legs, your hips, the joints of your hip and lower back. How do you feel? What sensations do you notice without any judgment, simply being aware of your body? And allow your gentle focus to be guided to your inner organs, your stomach, your lungs, your heart. Allow yourself, without judgment, to just notice any sensations or feelings that you have within. We feel and sense so many different things within our bodies. Our bodies communicate with us, their needs. Just listen. Is your body telling you something? Does it need more rest? Does it need more exercise? Does it need shift in nutrition or position? Do your muscles need more stretching? Or are you overextending? Just notice if your body is communicating something with you now. And your gentle focus spreads in your arms and your hands, the joints of your arms, your shoulders, your neck muscles and bones, up into your head. Just notice any sensations inside your head. How do the various organs of your face feel? Your body feels noticed. Your body feels that you are aware of what's going on within. And you feel grounded and rooted inside your body. And as your mind is traveling throughout your body, it travels back up into your head. Your imagination is a tremendous gift. A gift to the human race. Through your imagination, you can project into the future. You can project your thoughts beyond anything that you can experience in this world. It is through your imagination that we experience faith and trust and love. Recall to yourself times when you were affected deeply by something that was happening in your imagination. Maybe it was something fearful, or maybe it was a dream. Maybe it was a memory that was playing in your imagination. Just recall for yourself how you reacted and how you felt as a result of what was playing in your imagination at that time. Your imagination is so powerful. Now recall a memory of something that's one of the happiest memories you can recall. Remember where you were. Remember who was with you. Remember as many visual details as you can. Remember what you saw and the colors. How far can you see all around you? And look at the details at what is surrounding you close by. Recall what you were hearing. What sounds were going on around you, close to you? And what sounds were being heard from further away? Were you talking in this memory? Were others talking to you? And if so, what were you or they or both saying? What were you experiencing in your body in this memory, this exceptionally happy memory? What other experiences were going on in this memory? Take a minute now to review this memory, this happy, exceptionally beautiful memory in your mind. And add and recall as many details as you can, visual memories, audio aspects, experiential details of this memory, to enhance the scene as much as you can. You hear my voice in about a minute. you have created in your imagination a scene that brings you tremendous joy. And whenever you imagine this scene, you re-experience the happiness of those moments. For the moments that you imagine it, this scene is real. And physiologically, your body and mind are experiencing this memory as if it's happening right now. Your imagination has the power to take you and completely transport you into any thought, memory, or experience that you choose. The therapeutic value of transporting yourself into this happy memory is powerful. And taking time, even on a daily basis, to re-enter this happy memory can be part of a healing or therapeutic regime that brings you peace of mind and health of body. In addition, knowing and practicing how to guide your imagination including aspects of memory to project into the future, to build trust and hope and love and relationships and confidence is in your hands. Repeat to yourself in your mind, I choose what I imagine. I choose what I believe. I choose the feelings that I want my imagination to evoke within me. And I choose to use my imagination to fulfill the greatest mitzvah in the Torah of loving and attaching myself to Hashem with all my heart, mind, and soul. You may choose to stay in this relaxed state. Whenever you're ready, you can become gradually more aware of the room that you're in, the temperature in the room around you, of any movement around you, of how you're feeling inside your body. And when you're ready, come back and join us here now.